This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, this being economics, it's worth a detour here into incentives and how they matter. Healthcare division. As it stands right now, doctors and hospitals get paid more if they prescribe more expensive drugs for their Medicare patients. Those are misaligned incentives, which has helped almost double Medicare Part B drug spending over the past decade to $18.5 billion with a B dollars. Yesterday, federal officials proposed a new rule that would realign those incentives by encouraging docs to prescribe more affordable but equally effective meds, which is where Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein picks up the story.
Right now, if an oncologist prescribes a Medicare patient a chemotherapy drug, he'll get reimbursed, plus a 6% markup.
So if there's a drug that costs $1,000, the doctor gets $60. If the same drug costs $100, the doctor would only get $6.
Amitabh Chandra is an economist at Harvard. Under the proposed rule, that same doctor would still get that reimbursement, a 2.5% markup, and a $17 flat fee. Chandra says the whole idea is to root out lousy financial incentives most of us don't see.
We as a society have a tendency to assume that high-cost drugs are exclusively the result of biopharma companies charging very high prices. What we fail to realize is that physicians and hospitals also have extremely strong financial incentives to push high-cost drugs.
The proposal has certainly aligned hospitals, doctors, and the pharmaceutical industry, all vowing to block the move.
This would dramatically decrease the reimbursement on these drugs. It's just not viable.
Ted Ocon heads up the Community Oncology Alliance. This change, he warns, will force docs to sell their practices to hospitals where care is more expensive, hitting cancer patients hard. Expect some fierce fighting over the next 60 days until the public commenting period closes. University of Chicago economist Rena Conti says this intense pushback is the messy work of healthcare reform.
If we want to change the system to be more value-based, that means fundamentally disrupting the revenue models of a lot of really big players in healthcare.
That, she says, is daunting, but worth the struggle. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.